Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It seems like there are few things that children enjoy more than video games, and many parents struggle with setting limits on their use. As Douglas Gentile, assistant professor of developmental psychology at Iowa State University, explains, while it's easy to focus on the negative side of gaming, the situation is not exactly black and white.
When it comes to the effects of video games on kids, most people want to simplify the debate to say they're either good or they're bad for them. But the research shows that both sides can be right when you consider the multiple dimensions of video game effects. Studies in the U.S., Japan, and Singapore, including some conducted here in the Media Research Lab, found that playing pro-social games led to more helping behavior. One longitudinal study found that children who played more pro-social games early in a school year demonstrated increased helpful and cooperative behaviors later in the school year. Several studies demonstrate that even violent video games can have some beneficial effects, such as improved perceptual or visual attention skills. But there is also evidence that games can have negative effects. The most comprehensive meta-analysis by my colleague Craig Anderson examined 381 independent studies and found that violent gameplay led to significant increases in desensitization, physiological arousal, aggressive thoughts, and aggressive behavior. It also decreased prosocial behavior. Other studies we've conducted also suggest there is a relation between the amount of video gaming and attention problems in school. In addition, I've found video game addiction seems to be a legitimate clinical problem. There are now scores of studies showing that the problems pathological gamers face are very similar to the problems people with substance abuse or gambling addictions have. So ultimately, playing video games can be both good and bad. Studies also show that when parents set limits on the amount and content of games, that's a powerful protective factor for children. Overall, then, the research shows us that these games are powerful teaching tools, and therefore we need to harness that potential, aiming to maximize the benefits while minimizing the potential harms.
That was Douglas Gentile of Iowa State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.